Prophet Lot lived at the same time as Prophet Abraham, peace be upon them both. He was sent as a messenger to a neighboring tribe to Prophet Abraham. That tribe, as revealed in the Quran, practiced a perversion never before seen in the world, homosexuality. When Prophet Lot told the people to abandon this great sin, they rejected him. They denied that he was a prophet and continued with their horrid lifestyle. As a result of this, the tribe was destroyed in a terrible disaster. And Lot, when he said to his people, "Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people." We rained down a rain upon them. See the final fate of the evildoers. The city mentioned in the Quran, in which the people of Lot lived, and which was eventually destroyed, was recently unearthed during archaeological excavations. This was the ancient city of Sodom, as it is called in the Old Testament. Archaeological excavations have revealed that the city lay close to the Dead Sea on the present-day Israeli-Jordanian border. The area is covered in large deposits of sulfur. This is a most important piece of evidence because sulfur is an element which appears as a result of volcanic eruptions. Indeed, there is indication in the Quran that the method of destruction was earthquake and volcanic eruptions. The German archaeologist Werner Keller says this about the region. Together with the base of this mighty fissure, which runs precisely through this area, the Vale of Siddim, including Sodom and Gomorrah, plunged one day into the abyss. Their destruction came about through a great earthquake which was probably accompanied by explosions, lightning, issue of natural gas, and general conflagration. In the upper valley of the Jordan, near Bashan, there are still the towering craters of extinct volcanoes. Great stretches of lava and deep layers of basalt have been deposited on the limestone surface. These layers of lava and basalt are the most important evidence showing that a volcanic eruption and an earthquake once took place there. In any event, Lake Lot, otherwise known as the Dead Sea, lies directly above a seismically active region, in other words, an earthquake belt.